If you guys have been on the DLG Discord server, then you know Golf It is the game. We love playing it. It always comes up on the game nights. Everybody owns it. If you don't own it, you need to get it. And if you don't have it, we've got a bunch of keys that we're going to give away that were provided by Jonas and Christian, the developers of this game. I got a chance to talk to them, and they've got an amazing story about how this game came to be. It was really interesting. And we're going to try to break the record of how many people we can fit into a Golf It game. If you're not aware of that, check out our Discord, check out our Twitter. You want to be a part of that. All right, let's get into it.
Nice.
All right. Awesome. So first of all, thank you so much for doing this. You guys are the developers of Golf It. I'm here with Jonas and Christian, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Correct. All right.
So Golf It is like our go-to game in our community here. Whenever we have a whole bunch of people on, we're always jumping into that one. For a while, nice. It was before that, it was Golf With Friends. And then when Golf It came along, we all switched over to that one. So it's one of those games that we make sure that everyone always has on our server just in case. And it's just a good time. But let's talk a little bit about you guys before we talk about the game. You guys are from Germany?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Have you guys ever been to the United States at all, out of curiosity?
Not yet. Maybe no, someday in the future, but not yet.
Cool. Yeah, I've never been to Europe either. One of these days, I got to make a trip out there, though. That's cool. So are you guys full? There's not a lot known about you guys. You guys are very secretive. are you guys full-time developers, or is this just kind of a side project for you?
It started off as a side project, or better said, we always wanted to make games, but it took quite a while of developing to come to the stage, and with the success of Golf It, we could finally go full time.
I was a full time developer before, working for a consulting company, but. Yeah, then I switched over as soon as Golf It was successful.
Okay. Yeah, because it was a big hit. A lot of people picked up this game. You guys sold a lot of copies. So once that happened, then you guys were able to devote more time to this and go full time with it.
Yeah. It was actually a big surprise for us because Golf It was initially made as a test project to see how Steam works. Mm-hmm. And we were developing a survival game before of that. But since we are just two, it took already 3 years' time. And then we decided we have to change something and make a smaller game. Mm-hmm. And then we started creating Golf It, and it was a lot of fun. And after the success, we made full-time Golf It work.
So it's just the two of you working on this game? That's it?
No. We are the two programmers.
Okay.
And we've got now two artists as well working on the game. So but it started
one and
with...
1.5 years or so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or maybe. It's, maybe already.
It started with me alone since Christian had another job where he worked full-time. Mm-hmm. And then with his feedback and us two working together for the first months, after success, we needed some new people for new assets and to develop the game better further. So
that's still a very small team, but. And you guys develop and publish this game. Now, I'm not too familiar with like how everything works on the inside, but what's the difference between those two? Like, what responsibilities do you have as a publisher?
Well, I mean, we are going the lowest cost, so we are just pushing our game on Steam, like doing some management stuff with all the text stuff, which is on Steam, and deciding when to go into a sale and why not and so on. We don't have that much work to do there because we are just doing all the stuff digital. We are not going to have any like this in any retail markets or so on. So
you're on Steam. But are you on any other platforms other than Steam?
No, currently not. Just Steam at the moment.
Okay, I see. Now, am I correct in saying this? Did this start out on Steam Greenlight?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was the first thing.
One of the last.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of the because they stopped doing that a while ago. But that was Steam Greenlight was this thing where people could submit games and people could vote on it, and if it got enough popularity, then the game could be made. I think that was the general idea behind it, and I think there was some mixed results.
Yeah, it was really great. I think
so. You guys had a good experience with that.
Yeah,
we had because we already had quite some feedback on Greenlight, so. We knew how to change stuff or what we have to do before we go live or in our edit access. So I think it's quite a nice tool to get rid of all the games which are maybe not ready yet for the market, which are just nowadays be pushed on the market. So all the other maybe better games are a bit hidden behind that float of stuff, but
It can be difficult
for us at least
games.
It turned out to be very good.
Well, that's good, because you know, if you had done like maybe a Kickstarter or something, you don't have that audience, and it's hard to get people to notice it as much. But one thing I liked about Steam Greenlight was you could just scroll through there and just see game after game, and eventually you find something you like. And you know, it's a really good way for people to get their first foot into the door with a game like that.
We had some YouTube creators writing us emails and so on before we went live with our game, and they said, can I have a copy? I have like 10,000 followers or whatsoever. I want to play your game very bad, so as soon as it's there, let me know so I can play it. And that's basically how all the GolfIt stuff started off, having good YouTubers playing the game.
And advertising it. It's a great game when it comes to mini golf games. Did you guys, how did you come up with the idea? Were you just like, you know what, there's not any really good mini golf games out there? Or like, what was the initial idea that came up for this?
I personally always loved to play mini golf, and I never really played mini golf games on the PC. I played some real golf games, but never mini golf. And when we were deciding for ideas of a smaller project, I made a prototype in like a day with still the normal power bar mechanics. And after playing around a bit and deciding that this is the route we are going to take, we pretty soon found out that it's a bit boring to always, when you're testing your own maps, to know where to shoot at with the correct speed to always get a hole in one. And so we also looked at the whole market to see what we can do to be more unique and to have more fun while playing. Mm-hmm. And that's when the initial idea started for the dynamic swing mechanics.
It was really crazy. I mean, Jonas created a prototype in 1 or 2 days, and it was already pretty like other flash game mini golf games where you can shoot a ball, get into the hole, and so on. And then we said, okay, that's already a game somehow, so let's let's go this route instead of the one we did before, the strategic game where we worked on for 3 years almost and didn't have anything which looked like a game, just like one building system and one system to cut down trees and another system which was, I don't know, for animations and so on, but that didn't make a game. But in 2 days, we had a golf game. That was crazy.
That is crazy. So you guys worked 3 years on a strategy game, and then, you know, when GolfIt took off, you just went with that and just shelved the other project?
Yeah, it was a survival game like The Forest or Rust. Like island survival and we tried to be as realistic as possible with dynamic plants and everything, and we were very inexperienced as we started. Mm-hmm. So our initial plans were to do Golfit as a test to see how it works and maybe get a bit of money to go back to the survival project and finish it and maybe earn a lot more money. Mm-hmm. But looking back at it now, it's nothing there is usable.
Yeah, it's so, just a crappy beginner project, so it's really not usable.
But it was very important for us to learn working with the engine to get to a level where we can quickly build real games.
I mean, even though it may seem like you don't have anything to show for it, that's all experience, and like you must have learned so much in those 3 years. So it's still a valuable experience. Yeah, but I'm glad things worked out for Golfit. You know, one of the things that I really like about this game compared to other mini golf games that I've played is that you use the mouse to swing it back and hit the ball, and it's very visceral, and it feels like you're hitting the ball, and it kind of switches it up, because there have been other ones that use kind of a power meter or gauge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
eventually. We wanted to design a game which is easy to learn somehow, but hard to master, so we didn't want to have this cheat sheet where you can look at every hole and get a hole in one and so on. So
and that's what's great about it. Anybody can play this game. It's so accessible. I mean, even if you're not necessarily a gamer, like it's obvious what you're doing, so they can pick it up very easily. But what I think really contributed to the success of this game too is the Steam Workshop and people being able to make their own maps and put their content in there. There's some great maps out there. Do you guys have any particular fan-made content that you like?
Oh, there's so much good good stuff on there.
There's a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's difficult to say because someday you really want to enjoy one of the surf maps. Some days you want to go to a more traditional way. Mm-hmm. Like really well designed, nice looking courses, and sometimes you want to go a bit crazy, and there are a lot of crazy maps out there.
There's some wild ones,
and that was also a big goal for us when creating the editor and doing stuff. We never want to build in any limitations for the players, so they can really go wild when they're doing any creations. Which, of course, did also a lot of problems since the performance of the game at the start with the first custom maps went really downhill because they were using so many assets and so many objects at the same time, but also a good learning experience for us to further optimize the game allow.
So you're saying a lot of those, a lot of the first fan-made maps, people were just like overloading it with too many assets and it was just crashing and causing weird things to happen?
Ah. Well, one of the few interesting things is like at the start, our flags were like real flag simulations, the cloth simulations. And someone made a map, I think it's called Anomaly 17, but it's sadly not on a workshop anymore. Where he built tubes where 18 holes are in each tube, but it's like wrapped around. So it's difficult to to explain, but he basically built these kind of tubes 18 times. Okay. So we had 18 times 18 flex simulations going on at the same time. And the performance of the map was like, on a good PC like ours, it's what, 30 FPS. But on a usual PC, it goes down to 2 or 5 FPS because of that. Oh, and it's all like a lot of small things you get. Or we often work directly with a few creators, especially those building more crazy stuff with our asset importer. And there was one guy who made a Minecraft map. And it took 2 years, no, not 2 years, 2 months working with him to fix or change our game to make it run his map.
Oh, wow.
That's what we do pretty often, is to listen to the map makers and work with them together to change our game that way that they can realize their maps. So
this is really
because they have a lot of good ideas, like the Minecraft map or other maps. We have one guy who is importing loads and loads of assets, so he is filling up our workshop with assets everybody can load and use for their maps, and that also took quite a lot of time for us to realize this, but now when it's there, it's very helpful for everybody. And we see quite a lot of custom assets in all the different maps which are currently highlighted.
I have not played the Minecraft one, but I definitely want to check that one out. But that's really cool that this is such a collaborative experience between you guys and the map makers, and you're kind of making the game better to facilitate their content. You know, two of the biggest maps that I'll give some plugs to here are that always come up when we play on our Discord server is the Harry Potter map. I don't know if you've ever played that one.
Yeah, that one
I think is just so well. It's so clean. Like, they did such a good job with that one. It feels very professional. And then there's a few wild ones that we always play. The Olympics one, and there's an 80s one too that I think is kind of new. But those ones are pretty wacky. So, you know, when we have fun, we do those ones.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. The creativity of those people is simply amazing, and much more than we can do. So we pretty much decided from the start to go more into the creator world, so that everyone can make what they want and not do so much like other golf games are doing, like making more official maps, but less original content for the map creators. And we want to go the other way and make more for the community so they can make awesome stuff, more awesome than we could ever do.
I think it's this whole symbiotic relationship is working out really well too. Now, have you guys, Golfit is not a 1.0 release yet. It's not a,
no,
it's still in early access. What more do you want to do with the game before you reach early access or before you get out of early access?
We set a roadmap pretty early where we put on some bigger features, which are VR and also back then it was Linux support, and now it's also Mac support and so on. And these are features we wanted to do before we go 1.0. And this is like fixed for everybody. But then we saw like how well our editor performed. So we thought maybe we do VR and Mac support later, because that are things which are not requested that often. So let's first look into improving our editor, improving, adding more assets and so on, bringing up a new map and so on. So we just pushed away the 1.0 release. But now where a lot of stuff is in place, we are planning to do this somehow this year. But Jonas already said this last year, so, I hope we can fix the problems we have with VR and so on this year. So so it's going to be released this year.
Yeah, I think there are two main things we want to add for the 1.0 release or before that. It's VR, which I'm currently working on, and the terrain editor, voxelized terrain editor, where you can make your own landscapes and tunnels and so on, and of course Mac support also. That's the main thing for
this. Is something which 1.0. is currently missing, that everything is like kind of on flat terrain. So we want to change that everybody can play around with a voxel editor and creating hills and And whatever.
Yeah. And then you guys are always adding more asset packs too, it seems. I know a lot of the recent updates are, you know, adding new asset packs and VR support. I mean, this game would be great in VR. Are you guys big fans of VR? I know it's getting very popular now with Half-Life Alyx and, you know, the Valve Index.
Yeah, I love it, especially Beat Saber. It's like my go-to VR game.
Yeah, it is. And Super Hot, which is also Super very Hot's nice. Super
Hot's fantastic. Yeah. I didn't play it in VR, but I played it just, you know, on a PC. And
You have to try it in VR. Yeah. It's an awesome experience.
Yeah, I'll bet. It's a great game otherwise, but I can imagine VR bringing out so much more in that game.
Yeah. So, and we want to also, when we do the VR version, want to have it that VR players can play with normal players together. So it's not two different ecosystems of the game. It's one game where you can play together if you've VR or not VR. And that's good. So and I think there are a few VR mini golf games, and all things they do is they lack the player base. So you can't really play multiplayer unless you have someone who has VR. And yeah, we want to change that so that everyone can play together and always finds a lobby, even if you're using VR.
Yeah, I didn't think about that, but that would be important. Now, once you guys reach 1.0, which you said you're planning on doing that this year.
Yeah, this year, maybe next year.
We'll see. I won't put it to that. But once you guys do that, what's the plans for the future? Do you have any interest in maybe making a new game, or are you not even thinking about that at this point?
We plan to work more on GolfIt after 1.0. So we are going to do a lot of features which are still in our minds. But we are also think about making some prototypes in one or the other direction. So we are going to do more games than just GolfIt, but also GolfIt is not over when 1.0 is released. So are some great features which are still coming up.
All right, great. And so let's talk a little bit about, I'm sure this has been mentioned to you, but we had the wild idea that we were going to see how many people we could fit into a golfing game, because we had a pretty big, every so often we do a game night, we get a lot of our listeners of the podcast on Discord, we all jump into different games. And of course, golf, it's always our go-to because there's no limit on the players that you can get in there. It's very affordable. The game's like $9 on Steam, it's something everybody can pick up, and it's something everybody can immediately understand and play. So it's like, it's the perfect game if you have just a bunch of people. And we had, I don't know, maybe 15 people or so on, and that was the most we had ever had. And that got us thinking, like, I wonder what the limit is. I wonder how many people we could actually fit in here if we really tried. If we just put the word out and try to get as many people in as possible, what would happen? So, you guys made the game. What's your, what do you think would happen? Like, how many people do you think you could actually put in this game?
We had a French streamer who did a tournament in GolfIt, and he had, I don't know, Jonas, do you know
how many he had on the server? He had stable 100 people on the server.
100?
And yeah. Wow. And
it was a bit late.
He did a few tests first where he really tried to break the game. I think the record is around 130 or 150. And that's when it really started going bad for some people since everything takes a bit longer. And when he started the game, people had connection timeouts after a while because the information for spawning or everything took so long to get to everyone, so they disconnected and that's when the first problem started. But I'm always looking at this kind of stuff and think, how can I improve it so that no timeout is happening and I can maybe push the push the player limit a bit further to 200 or 300 people.
Yeah, we are trying to push it, but it's also really hard to test, so we don't have like 100 people here who can who can join the server, or we can't open 100 instances on our machines. So it's pretty tough to test. So these kind of events are pretty interesting for us.
Yeah, well, we'll see what we can do. Now, tell me this, though. This French streamer who did this with like 100 to 150 people, did he have ball collision turned on during this game?
No.
Oh, he didn't? Oh, no. That's...
he did, I think it's called Fight for Sub or something like that, where it's really the core skill of the players to get the least amount of strokes. Mm-hmm. And the winner got... from everyone there, a sub or something like that. So a really cool concept, and I think turning on collision would...
Well, I'm sure we'll do that. We always play with collision. We get very cutthroat, you know?
Yeah.
It really mixes things up. But that's cool, that's... man. You know, just in wrapping up, man, just thank you so much for doing this, for promoting your game. We absolutely love it. We always promote it. And I look forward to the 1.0 release and everything beyond that. And hopefully, you know, if we're going to try to get as many people as we can in this game for this little event. And if we don't break the record this time, maybe we'll do it next time. This will be an ongoing thing.
Awesome. Thanks for having us. Definitely. Absolutely. It was a lot of fun.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. I'll see you later.
Yeah. See ya. Yeah.